Hi there, my name's Steve. I've got two dogs. They are our fourth and fifth Labradors. Their names are Rosie and Skye. Rosie's slightly younger than Skye, who's a bit of a geriatric. Why do I have dogs, or why do we have dogs? For the companionship, for the exercise that they generate, for the people that you meet. We don't have kids, but we're known as Rosie and Skye's mum and dad, and we know other dog owners by Coco's mum or Benji's dad. It's a bit of a substitute for school gate, I suppose, in our village. It's a hackneyed comment about the unquestioning loyalty that a dog gives you. Rudyard Kipling said that dogs, they give you a heart to break, and that's very true. When they're great, they're great. When they get a bit older and a bit smellier and messier, they're not quite so great, but you still want to love them. On the walking side, I'm very lucky to live in a village. So very quickly I can get out with Rosie, who's the fitter of the dogs, and I don't really take her for a walk because as soon as we get in the field I let her off, and provided she doesn't go in the river, walking along the River Nen is my favourite walk, winter or summer, simply because of the things that I see in the river and along the river, kingfishers, pike swimming along. I see the floods and I forget that I've actually got a dog, and that's the reason why I'm out there. But Rosie's the one that's really dragged me out outside, and as long as she comes back after about half an hour of my walk, I'm quite happy, except for having to towel her down afterwards. So that, in a nutshell, really, that's what dogs mean to me.